Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we had started a new chapter, Babu Ta'zim Hurumat al-Muslimin wa Bayani Huquqihim wa Shafaqati alayhim wa Rahmatihim. The chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims and having compassion and mercy for them. Islam has such that it revolutionized, changed the whole playing fields in the way a person behaved to the next person. There was such anarchy, there was such disrespect that once a camel went and grazed in another person's land. He went across and grazed in another person's land. So this person getting so upset with that camel, he just takes a spear and he pokes the camel. So the camel, intelligent enough, it runs back and it chases its way back to its owner. And when the owner sees this camel in the condition, the owner sees the drops of blood and it goes there to the place or to the person that had poked it, and the owner immediately kills that person. So now a war breaks out between two families. Why? Because of one camel grazing in another camel, another person's yard. So now this person, his children, the person who was killed, his children start fighting with this other family. And as the generations go on, they make wasiyat towards the end of their life, the person is about to pass away, that my wasiyat to my children is continue with this feud. And like that, years and years would go, generations would go and families would fight for no reason. But when Islam came, it not only gave respect to a people, it took respect to another level with a complete refinement, as we'll see in the different ahadith that will come, that how much of respect Islam gave every person. Every life is respected, every person is respected, every individual, doesn't matter whether he's a Muslim, non-Muslim, in different circumstances he's given and afforded that respect that a person should be getting. So these ahadith that we're doing will take and discuss the refinement that Islam has brought and shows us how a person should behave. Therefore, Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that it is easy for a person to get married, but it's very hard for him to live that married life like an insan. To live that married life as he's supposed to live it, that day is very hard, to look after that marriage, etc. Because that requires the refinement. And like that, to be an insan, it is a very difficult thing. How a person can be an insan, that is what is required of us. Anyway, the hadith we read yesterday, and Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan, yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da, wa shabbata bayin asabi'ihi muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that one believer to another believer, how is one believer supposed to be with another believer? He is like a support to the other believer, like one part of a building supports the other part of the building. It gives it the necessary support. You can't say one part of the building is completely independent of the other part. Each brick that is laid gives some support, lends some support to the other brick. One brick is there, another brick. All the bricks together support each other. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that we as a community supposed to be supporting each other in whichever way we can support. Some person might have his skill, some might have intelligence, some might have strength, some might have wealth. So different people will have different things, but each person is supporting and respecting another. It should never be a situation where people don't have respect, people look down, and people trample the rights of another person. Today's hadith, وَأَنْهُ Anhu means, and the same Rawi that related the hadith before, and Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man marra fi shay'in min masajidina aw aswaqina wa ma'ahu nabalun falyumsik aw liyaqbid ala nisaliha bi kaffihi ay yusiba ahadan min al-muslimina minha bi shay'in muttafaqun alayh. One, as mentioned, one was where people in Jahiliyyah didn't have respect for any life. Life didn't matter anything. As I said, again, the example of them burying the young girls alive, and people would be see that to give them more honor and more respect than having a beautiful young child. And here Islam had taken respect to such an extent, as Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that whoever of you is passing through our masjid, or is passing through our marketplaces, a person is passing through the masjid, or he's just passing through the marketplace, and he has got with him a spear, then he should carry the spear by its blade. He should carry the spear by its blunt, by the sharp part. In other words, don't carry the spear by the handle. If you carry it by the handle, then the sharp part can poke somebody as you're walking through the masjid. As you're walking through the marketplace, That sharp part can hurt somebody, can cut somebody. So therefore you hold it by its blade. Like how when we are passing a knife to somebody, we are taught that the etiquette of passing a knife is you hold it by the sharp part and you pass the handle to the person. So this is coming from our deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person is walking with a spear through the masjid, or he's walking through the marketplace, they don't carry it by the handle, hold it by the sharp part so that somebody doesn't get hurt. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains why he's saying this, يُصِيبَ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْهَا بِشَيْهٍ, so that no person can get affected, can get afflicted, can get cut in hurt in any way, is because you are taking care and you're being cautious. So this is showing us what level of refinement Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught Sahaba, that every person's life is so valuable that even if he has to get cut, that also is something that is detestable in Islam. You shouldn't be a cause of even allowing somebody to get nicked with your spear, with your knife, etc. You should be so careful to look after a man's life that even when you are walking, by you mistakenly also you don't hurt somebody. Every person has that much of respect for him that mistakenly also you don't even harm him. How much more careful we have to be that we don't deliberately harm somebody, or we don't harm somebody knowingly in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Ulama explained from this that when a person is, he doesn't only refer to a spear or a knife, that anything that is dangerous or sharp, if we have to pass or we have to move or carry it, for example a person is walking now with a fishing rod and he's walking through a place where people are, he should be careful now the tip of the fishing rod doesn't poke somebody in the eye, doesn't hurt somebody. Or a person is passing one gun to somebody, he doesn't pass the gun whilst pointing the barrel at the person, because there's a danger that it can hurt him or it can put him into some fear. So like that, whatever a person is passing that is dangerous, or walking with something that is dangerous, or he's driving a vehicle and he's got a stepladder on the roof, it's abnormal, he can hurt somebody, he can damage somebody's car. So like that he takes extra caution to see that he doesn't hurt or cause any kind of damage. So this is all taught to us from the deen of, from our beautiful deen taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually it is quite impossible for anybody else, if it had not been a divine religion, that in a matter of 23 years to transform people from being so careful about petty or basic adab when they were involved in such vice and haram, and now to change them and refine them to such a level, the small petty things they are so careful of. This had to be a miracle of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.